Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Andy Bush and Louise Maloney here, back with another instalment of the A to Z of the 90s. Sorry, at the very beginning, they might have heard Louise scratch herself like a dog. What's wrong with you?
I felt a bit itchy. I have been told I'm quite itchy.
Quite an itchy person.
Yeah.
I hope you're okay ahead of you going on a fancy little trip abroad.
I'm a bit nervous because obviously it's a bit crazy, the airports at the moment. But this is one of those holidays that we've been looking forward to it for like 2.5 years now. It was meant to happen, and it didn't, and we're finally going. Me and my kind of oldest schoolmates.
How many of you? How many girls in total?
4 girls in total.
Okay. Will they be fighting? There's a lot of sometimes kind of descend into fighting.
Never in a million years.
Jeanette, leave her. Jeanette, leave her. Leave her, Jeanette.
We do talk about that. We just don't fight ever. I think we weren't that bunch of girls ever, really.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're going to Portugal?
Going to Portugal.
I'm going to be Bristol in the summer. So.
Woo-hoo!
Fantastic. There's just a little juxtaposition of the difference in our lives.
Tell me, what's the crack in Bristol?
Just going to stay in an Airbnb. We've got this situation. We know so many people in Bristol, right, that used to live there for a load of years. We can't just go and see one person. I imagine when you go back to Dublin, it's the same. You can't just sneak in and see one person.
No.
So we're going to hold court for like Sultan of Brunei. We're gonna have an Airbnb, and then we're just gonna get people to come to the house.
I call it taking guests.
I'm gonna take high tea.
Yeah.
I want to sit in some kind of schmock on a chaise longue, and then have people come into the vestibule and chat to me.
You have a body for a chaise longue.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I do this now when I go to Dublin. Now I used to go and kind of see loads of people, and by the time I get back to London, I'd be wrecked. And now I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna stay in this hotel. Whoever wants to come and see me, and it's great.
Do get in touch and tell us your normal approach when you're going back to somewhere where you know a lot of people. Chaise longue, Airbnb, hotel. Do tell. You can tweet us at Bush on the Radio. Just one other thing that's just come in. My friend Kester has sent me a text of a conversation that his kids were having. We'll get onto the whole bees in the 80s of the 90s in a second. Listen to this, right? His two kids are called Otto and Isla.
Great names.
Otto and Isla were playing downstairs for a bit. Isla came down, and then Otto was up for maybe a minute more, and I heard crying. So went halfway up the stairs. He's at the top of the stairs saying, "It's scary." I said to him, "Well, it's not scary, darling. Don't worry. What's scaring you?" Otto says, "The old man." I say, "An old man?" Otto says, "Yes, in my room." I say, "What did he say?" Otto says, "He said, go downstairs." What about that?
I thought you were about to say...
What about that? There's an old man's ghost in Kester's house.
I thought you were going to say, and it turned out he was listening to Absolute Radio.
No, it's no joke. There's no joke to it.
Okay,
there's no nice ending.
See how I was primed for the punchline there, and there is none.
It's not. I'm really sorry to start off with a really unsettling thing, but it's just a text that's come in a couple of minutes ago from my friend Kester. He's got a ghost of an old man.
So I have a friend too, and she's married. They've got two little girls, and apparently the little girl's always saying stuff about the little boys in my room again.
Oh, my Lord.
I know, yeah. And apparently she sees stuff in that house all the time, or she's like, you know, she references people upstairs in the house all the time that aren't there.
I don't want to be stereotypical, Louise, but you must know someone who's got a bit of holy water that can go around there and sort that out.
Do you know, my granny used to run out of the house when I used to drive away from her, dousing my car in holy water.
Do you remember the incense as well they used to have on a chain?
Yes.
My dad's gag, every time we were in very rare moments when I was in church with my dad, he used to nudge me and go, his handbag's on fire. Anyway, let's get on with it. It's the A to Z of the 90s. This week, the category is B. Let's do this. Right then, in the A to Z of the 90s, B is for, I'm going to put to you, something that's been tweeted into us by a fella called Old Gold on Twitter, and I agree with him, Blockbusters.
Oh, the video store.
The video store Blockbusters. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're from Ireland. You mm-hmm. hail from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Did you have an Irish equivalent over there?
How could you tell?
Some slight thing in the accent. I don't know what it is. Do you have a Blockbusters over there?
Yeah,
or do you?
It was called Extravision.
Oh my god.
And with just an X at the beginning, obviously, for
like
coolness.
That. Future.
Extravision. And we would be there, you know, it'd be a real treat to go on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And there would be lots of roaming the aisles. I think nearly the best thing was going there and maybe staying there for an hour choosing which video you were going to get.
You don't get that anymore now. Like, choosing a film now is stressful. Like, if you have Netflix, I hate the way the films start playing. You know, it starts kicking off when you're just trying to read the bit about it. That's the wind up.
You can turn that off, by the way.
I don't know how to do that. And then I used to like the jeopardy of maybe going down there and the film's not in.
Mm.
Like someone might have rented it. Do you know what I mean? Like what they should do, right? If you're listening, you're Netflix. What they should do is this. I've had this idea for a while, but no one has yet to get back to me on the hundreds of emails I sent about it. What about Netflix old school, aka Blockbuster style? One month where there's only two of each thing mm-hmm. in. So if someone's got Star Wars mm-hmm. and you want to watch Star Wars, you can't because a family in St. Ives are watching it.
Well, this is a true story. I went four times to get the same film and it was out, right?
Yeah.
Death Becomes Her.
Is that the name of the film?
That was always out. Like, oh my God, it was never in.
So we should do that. That would be a thing. So if you're involved in Netflix, high up in Netflix, or you're, you know, one of the people into streaming, get in touch, sign up the rights to it. At Bush on the Radio on Twitter. Louise, hit me with a B from the 90s.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with Biker Grove.
I used to love Biker Grove.
Oh, with so all my good,
heart.
Wasn't it?
Biker down to Biker Grove.
I really loved that. Obviously, around kind of the late 80s until the early 2000s, so right through the 90s.
Did it go for that long?
Yeah. Oh my Gave gosh. Us people like Donna Eyre. Huge, mm-hmm. huge girl crush on her as well. So that's yes. Nicole Appleton from last week, Donna Eyre from this week.
I'll make notes.
Louise's girl crushes.
A running list of Louise girl crushes.
Yeah. Donna Eyre. PJ and Duncan, so obviously Anton yeah. Deck.
And of course they got hit in the eyes with... they scared the life out of me about
God.
Paintballing.
Gosh, I was just going to say that. Like, I still remember watching that episode.
Mm.
So, you know, obviously the programme hit topics that had never really been seen before. Teen pregnancy, drug addiction, and then paintballing. Who knew?
It's a big issue, kids dealing with it, and a lot of times they don't know who to turn to.
And I did do a bit of reading about this, and apparently they did that just because they wanted to show kids that there are consequences for your actions, and he didn't wear his goggles.
He didn't wear his goggles.
Didn't.
It's weird, it does go through your mind. I went paintballing for a friend's stag do about 2 or 3 years ago, and I swear the first thing that goes through your head is you're stepping out there into the disused NCP that most paintball things are. You think, I don't want to end up like PJ or Duncan.
Whichever
with,
one.
With, like, paint in your eyes.
I know. I think that's the real episode that really stuck with everyone, isn't it? Because I think it was near towards the end as well, wasn't it?
Was it the finale?
Might have been the finale or around that, yeah.
Other characters that I was obsessed with in Biker Grove. Do you remember Spooky? Spooky Man.
I vaguely do.
Gingerish
yeah.
child I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like flame haired, like literally hair on fire, like Lion-O from the Thundercats. Her and her brother used to fight all the time. They used to go, they were always, if you're going to go to a different youth club, they'd always said they were going, I'm going to Denton Burn, I'm not coming back.
Mm.
And I love the accent, because obviously my other half, Katie, is from Northumberland. And just to tie things back into TV again, you know, on Sky, if you've got certain remotes or changes, doofus, whatever you call it, click a button on the side and say the TV channel, it will change channel for you.
Good Lord, witchcraft.
But doesn't understand her voice.
No!
doesn't understand Geordie. So they need to update. If you work at Sky, you need to update the tech so it can understand Geordie.
So insulting. By the way, going back to ginger people, you know, I have a very strong attraction to ginger-haired people, male and female.
Do you?
My first boyfriend had like flame red hair.
Oh, yeah.
But I think some people would think it's an unusual taste. Any guy with red hair, yeah, I'm in.
I feel like... I feel confident in saying this. Gingerness has had a rebrand in the modern times. Back in the day, and I don't want to get into trouble for this, but I'm just going to say it. If you had ginger hair back in the day, you looked like a clairvoyant. Like now, ginger's very like Channel 4. Do you know what I mean? Like Channel 4 movie.
Listen, I was there way before the Channel 4 movies, just flying the ginger flag.
Another Louise crush for you there for the list. Also as well, one final character from Biker Grove. Do you remember Jeff? Jeff Munn. He looked like, if you're a Star Wars fan, a Gamorrean guard, little piggy guy with... he used to work there. He was a miserable man with a big old beard.
I just love the way it was always on when I got in from school, and it was sort of not treating young people like idiots, you know? It was like young, like heavy hitters, really good characters, really cool for young people, and I just loved it. I actually don't think there's been anything like it since, to be honest.
I don't think there has been. No. I feel bad for kids now with their TV stuff.
You have kids, so like Erin, what would she be watching when she gets in from school? Anything good?
She's gone from... CBeebies, which is like Mr. Tumble, pull your hair out, to CBBC. So it's all like Tracy Beaker, people living in halfway houses and boarding schools and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's all that kind of thing.
Anything but as edgy as Biker Grove, though?
Nothing. I swear to God, nothing as edgy as Biker Grove.
Bloody love a reunion of that now.
The game's gone. The A to Z of the 90s with Andy Bush and Louise Maloney. An epic voyage, an odyssey through the 1980s, trying to categorise everything in alphabetical order. This week it's Bees. Great to have your company. We love suggestions from you guys as well, particularly if you do it on Twitter. Get you to do a little voice note for us and take it to the next level. Here is a little voice note from an esteemed listener.
Hi Bush, hi Louise. It's Natalia here. I think, nay, I insist that Beanie Babies be in the A to Z of the 90s. What was a Saturday as an 8-year-old without a trip to the shops to get a new Beanie Baby to join the family? And lest we forget the summers of joy when McDonald's used to give away teeny Beanie Babies with Happy Meals. Every Wednesday was a new release, and it was a legitimate thrill when you knew you're getting picked up from school to go to McDonald's. It was a time when $1.99 could get you dinner and a highly valuable miniaturised collectible. We are absolutely living the dream in the days of Beanie Babies and their glory.
Natalia there, extolling the virtues of good old-fashioned Beanie Babies. Did you have them when you were back in the day in the 90s?
I didn't have them myself, but I know about them. And I know they're going for like some crazy prices these days.
Well, this is interesting because my sister-in-law, Ali, who up in Northumberland in her parents' loft, she has refused to let them chuck out any of the Beanie Babies. She's got loads of them up there.
So hang on, I'm just having a look now. Claude the Crab Beanie Baby, right. $9,000.
Get out of town.
I know.
Imagine that.
Unbelievable.
I'd love to be one of those people that kept their toys. Obviously, in a good way, I kind of played them to death and that was it. But like my Star Wars figures, you see these people now who kept Star Wars figures in a box.
Yeah, but they're dead inside those people, Bush.
It's like a bad episode of, like, or, you know, one of the Toy Stories, isn't it? Where trapped in the plastic, never played with by kids, you know what I mean?
There is something really sad about that, though, isn't it? Look, I get it. People are into it and they want to keep things in their pristine condition. But I just think there's something sad about keeping something in the box and never, ever taking it out.
Another B from the... 90s here has been put forward by one of our listeners, Will, who says you've got to talk about the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, so I was going to say this to you. We heard so much about the Bermuda Triangle when we were growing up.
Yep.
It doesn't really feel... Well, first of all, what do you think? Real or not real?
There's got to be something to it. There's lots of planes disappearing. They're doing movies about it and all that kind of thing. It was a big thing in the 90s, wasn't it?
It was, and it's not so much as a threat as I thought it would be to my everyday life. Bit like that and quicksand. Always heard about quicksand.
Oh,
always
yeah.
heard about the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not really that affected by either of those.
Well, this links into the previous series of this podcast, the 80s that had grown up in the 80s, because spontaneous human combustion was a big thing. Do you remember that? Everyone was catching fire and just blowing up. Old ladies sitting next to Caligas heaters watching, you know, the news at 10, poof, up like a Roman candle. Then it just stopped. And I feel like in many ways, the Bermuda Triangle is the spontaneous human combustion of the 90s.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I get it. But what's the noughties or the... What decade are we in now? What are they calling that?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what century we are. I had to write a blurb for this podcast. And I was like,
26,
I don't know. Do you know what's listener? Do you know what century
we'll
it is?
We'll get you there. We'll get
up
there.
To speed with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us with another B in the 80s or the 90s then, please, Louise.
Buffaloes. Do you know what buffaloes are?
As in giant animals?
No,
fur from and stuff. So,
well, those, but not specifically those. Buffalo boots. So buffalo boots were these kind of footwear that we wore back in the 90s, and they had they were a platform.
Were these just for girls, or were boys wearing these too?
I think boys were, I think they were unisex, and I think they definitely are now more so as well.
Right.
So basically, buffaloes were to be worn, bit of a look back at last week, with these parachute trousers, these really sloppy trousers.
Like it. As a la All Saints.
Exactly.
Right.
And these buffalo shoes would give you another couple of inches so you could get even more length in your parachute trousers. They were really expensive. There was a buffalo store on Wicklow Street in Dublin, and Bush, I would wear the floor out in that place.
Wow.
I would look at every single one of them. I would spend time. I had a navy and white pair that I wore all the time. Used to wear them to teen discos with a crop top and the parachute pants. But I swear, because the heel was so heavy, what's this muscle here?
That's your calf muscle.
Yeah, my calf. Is that not a hamstring? No.
Hamstring's a part of it, though.
Okay.
I think.
So this calf muscle here behind, I swear to God, it's still in peril from those buffalo boots.
Because I've seen some, like, you know, the same with high heels. Mm. This is not a weirdo thing, but I've observed the back of ladies' legs on a number of occasions.
I think that's the job of them, to be honest. That's exactly what they want you to do.
You get a little tiny, like, really specific calf muscle right at the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what would happen with these?
It's similar. It's just that they were so heavy and laces weren't cool that, well, certainly tying them weren't cool. You'd nearly drag them behind you a little bit.
But you can get these shoes these days that don't they work out? They work your body by, they've got like
an orthopaedic shoe.
Not necessarily an orthopaedic boot, but it's, okay, I haven't got the evidence to back this up, but it was like crescent shaped.
Right.
So when you rolled your foot forward, this does look like something from Return to Oz, but as you rolled your foot forwards, it worked the muscles on the back of your legs.
Okay.
So it gave you a workout.
It absolutely was not them.
That was not buffalo shoes.
No.
But you're not scared of going over on your ankle on them?
No, because they were actually quite...
Oh, imagine your ankle.
I know. And I do think there were periods of time where that did happen, but definitely they were very cool back in the day. I'd love to find the pair that I wore. I hope they're in the attic somewhere, but I couldn't get through B without talking about buffaloes. I think the Spice Girls made them popular originally.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they just went wild after that.
Well, if they're still in the loft, they might still be worth as much as your Beanie Babies.
Oh, wouldn't that be a treat?
Right, another great B in the A to Z of the 90s is Boys to Men.
Oh, my. So good.
Now, I want to try and make an observation.
The world. Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
I want to try and make an observation about this, but it's a difficult thing to say. But I believe it to be true. I would say music back then was a lot about rose petals around a girl's bed and kind of loving you and...
Romance, you
know,
maybe?
Kind of, yeah. Is it called romance? That kind of thing, like cooking your tea when you've got back from work, that kind of thing, baby. That kind of baby.
Baby.
Whereas now, music's just about... I'm going to
see the actions he's doing with his hands.
You're going to come around my ass. I'm going to go around your ass.
Actually, know what you mean. You're actually dead right. Yeah.
The romance is gone. Whereas at least, you know, Boys to Men with all their white, big, baggy trousers and going on about girlfriend. Mm. I'm going to make love to you 24/7.
Yeah. Very ballady back then.
And it's all gone. The game's gone for that kind of.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was in a taxi having had maybe a couple of wines there a few years ago with a few friends, and End of the Road came on, Boys to Men. Well, we deafened that poor guy. It's one of those, they're one of those bands, you know, when it comes on, you know all the words, you sing along, and it's just such a good feel-good moment.
It's an amazing, amazing band, amazing song. I just obsessed with one of them who looks just like a pencil. He's got the thinnest head I've ever
exactly
seen.
Exactly who you're talking
about?
Once
one with glasses on, he looks like a pencil.
I just feel like if he wasn't in a band, I'm not sure he would have gotten any in his whole life.
He would have, hats would have been a nightmare for him.
Yeah.
Glasses, he had glasses on, and he must have stuck them to the back of his head. In the A to Z of the 90s, B is for Boys to Men.
So I think it would be wrong, Bush, if we didn't talk about Denise Van Outen during A to Z of the 90s.
She is in so many different parts of the 90s, isn't she?
She really is.
Omnipresent.
So I thought we had to hear from her.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah, so I called her up, asked her if she would get in touch with the show and let us know what her favourite thing of the 90s was. So do you want to get this voice note?
Let's have a listen.
Hi, Bush and Louise. Denise Van Outen here. So my favourite thing about the 90s was bucket hats, because if you went to a festival or you had a big night out, they basically cover your face and you look cool, so you can get away with a stinking hangover but still look kind of 90s cool.
Love that. Thank you, Denise Van Outen, mm-hmm. actual 90s royalty mm-hmm. on this podcast. Secondly, it kind of marries up with another thing I was going to mention for B, obviously, is just Britpop.
Mm.
Bucket hats, Britpop, Stone Roses, all that kind of thing. Were you into like your indie bands and all that kind of thing, Louise? Don't pull the young person card on me.
No, I don't think I was cool enough to be into indie. No, I honestly don't think I was cool enough back in the day.
What would you describe your musical allegiance was in the 90s?
I was probably a little bit pop back then.
Okay.
I really was. Although my first gig, what was your first gig, Bush?
The Furies and Davey Arthur.
Okay, Jesus.
My mum and dad took us to watch a folk band at Bristol Hippodrome. So there's just three fellas with big Aaron jumpers and beards drinking Guinness and telling stories.
Jesus Christ, well, we really wasn't expecting you to say that.
I know, and now that is indelibly my first gig. What was your first gig?
The Fugees in the Point Depot in Dublin.
That's very cool, isn't it?
That is probably, yeah.
Ready or not.
It totally. And I still love Lauryn Hill to this day. But anyway, Denise Van Outen, she's so on theme with her B as well, with the bucket hats.
Yes.
I agree. I think they did have their time. Now, apparently, they are coming back, or they're a little bit back. Have you seen them around at festivals?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
They look cool.
Mm.
But if I try and wear any form of a hat...
Hang on a second. Do they look cool?
I think they do look cool. I'm the right kind of person, but when I put a hat on, I look like I don't have long left. And that's honestly true. There's nothing... I've tried all sorts of hats over the years. It just looks like I've come to the end.
What's that about?
I don't know. I looked absolutely terrible in hats.
Also, it's a bit unfair for Denise Van Outen to be saying bucket hats, because, like, she's obviously going to look amazing in a bucket hat.
She's going to look cool in a bucket hat, isn't she?
Do you know what I mean? At a festival, having been up all night. But, like, I just think not everyone can wear a bucket hat.
Can I just say, at this point, obviously, B, Britpop, 90s, the category is B, Rennie from the Stone Roses, I'm going to put forward as the best, probably the best drummer of all time.
Okay.
And he had the bucket hat. He made the bucket hat cool, I think, in many ways. If someone wants to get back in touch and say, hold on a minute, there was someone wearing bucket hats before Rennie from the Stone Roses, mm-hmm. then I'm willing to meet them at any pub car park in the United Kingdom.
Fight them.
48 hours notice, and let's just fight this out. And if you want to get in touch, we love hearing from you about this thing, about these things. All you've got to do is drop us a little tweet, at Bush on the radio. Get involved. So a lot of people have also been getting in touch about a thing on CFAX or Teletext called the Bamboozle. Do you remember Bamboozle?
No.
So, I don't mean this in a bad way again. Again, this is in many ways a sharing of cultural information. Did you have Teletext and CFAX in Ireland?
Feck off. Yes, the answer is yes.
Our mutual friend Brian, just as an aside, told me, because his family are Irish, that do you have the rosary in the evenings?
Yeah.
You still have the rosary at night, the last thing on the telly?
So it would come on, it's not the last, so at 6 o'clock it would come on, the telly.
You have the rosary on the telly?
And it would just be bells, and, well, I mean, it's more for our grandparents' age, but there is a time, and it's not there anymore,
right.
There is a time in the day where it would come on and you'd sit down and do the rosary.
In the modern Zoom, you know, get-together parlance, it would be a pray-along.
A pray-along, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a rosary-along.
And actually, when you think about it, like, if you're all in your houses and everyone stops to do the rosary at 6 o'clock, that's kind of nice.
What is the deal with the... Because, you know, is it Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, one big Our Father? Four and a one?
No, it's 10, isn't it?
Is it 10?
Well, think about how long the rosary beads are.
Yeah.
They're so long. Yeah. Or were you thinking 5-1, 5-1?
5-1, 5-1, 5-1.
I mean, I did go to a Catholic school. I will be... this is not good for me not to
purgatory.
Know this.
Weirdly, my other half, Katie, only recently thought that you just said... You know, one said 10 Hail Marys. She thought you just said Hail Mary 10 times. It's not going to stamp your ticket. But yeah, if you were a fan of teletext-based quizzes, but you can't beat Bamboozle. And the best thing was about it would ask you a question and you wouldn't know what it was, and you had to press the reveal button on your remote. And the answer was there. At that time, in the 90s, that was cutting-edge entertainment technology. And you take it one step further by, and we'll come back to this late point, but booking your holidays on teletext
this
as well.
This is my next thing. Could you look at flights and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. You could.
We went on a teletext holiday.
A lad's holiday on teletext.
Where'd you go?
We went to Benidorm. It was the worst holiday I've ever had in my life.
Bush.
Right, sorry, I digress here. It was so cold, we used to sit on the balcony in blankets and then play with a laser pen moving cats around in the garden.
You guys are so lame.
That was it.
There are girls there, Bush.
I know, but there was one girl there that we saw at a pub. I don't want to go into it too much.
Right.
But she's famous over there. First name Sticky. Second name rhymes with it. And if I close my eyes, I can still see it. I can't even get into it. It's just that bad.
I am speechless.
It's awful.
Okay, I'm speechless. We're going to move on from that.
Let's just move on.
Yeah. Am I bringing you one?
Go on.
You ready?
Hit me with one.
How can I not talk about Bewitched?
Yes, Bewitched.
Some people say I look like me dad. Isn't that what she says?
Is it fight? You fight like your dad.
No, some people say I look like me dad. And she goes, are you serious? And then at the end she goes, fight like me dad too.
That's exactly it. So I guess coming from Dublin like you do, the Bewitched girls were like your Spice Girls.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Let's not overplay the cultural importance of Bewitched.
Yeah, I mean, they were so good at the time. That
were
song,
they, though?
Yeah, at the time they were.
Were they though?
They also had this song called Weatherman that I really enjoyed.
No. They tried to get a bit more serious in all their denim,
exactly.
Didn't they?
I think they wanted to be the Coors, and they weren't. But they were very, very good for like the year they were around.
Do you know what? I've got a problem with Bewitched because I went to a holiday camp in Brixham in Devon, and they had a house band. And the band, every night, I just obviously was working on the bar, so I'd see their act every single night. Every night for the entire season, they'd do their first song, and then they would play C'est la vie. Is that what it's called? C'est la vie? And then at the end, the drummer would pretend to drop his drumstick, and the guitarist would bend down to pick it up, and then the keyboard player would do a Trump noise on his keyboard. And that would wrap up C'est la vie every single night. So whenever I hear the end of that song, I always think he's going to do that joke again. Are they okay now though? Because
that's a good question. We should probably check on them.
One of them served me a drink on stilts at the backstage area of the Hard Rock Calling Festival about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh no, Bush!
I know. I feel really bad. I was like, I think that's her off Bewitched. That is.
Oh, we don't know if it definitely was her.
I think it pretty was.
Oh,
pretty much was her.
That's upset me.
But she's on stilts though. Fair play.
To be honest. Like, but yeah, and it's so funny. They really have stood the test of time because when that song comes on and people are out, they just absolutely love it. And people always bring up Bewitched to me because obviously I'm in London and I've got the accent. I haven't lost it at all. And yeah, I have to say, they have to go in with Bees.
So they're in the list for sure. Another one actually that probably should have popped up a bit earlier on when you were talking about, what were those shoes you were saying?
Buffaloes.
Pete says, you need to mention British Knight trainers.
Okay.
Did you have any BK trainers?
No.
Pete, that's Fulham flat, mate, because I don't know what they are either.
Pete, come on!
A very specific type of trainer from back in the day. In the A to Z of the 90s, I'm afraid, Pete, BK trainers ain't going in.
Nope.
So in the A to Z of the 90s, Louise, what else is going in for category B?
Right, I'm going to play you a quote.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
How good is that?
So you want to bring up that whole thing? You want to go back there?
We can't not. We have to talk about that quote.
It was huge.
It was. I remember watching it on the telly. I remember everyone talking about it in school. And now I just think listening to it in 2022, it's so cringy. Like, he knew exactly what had happened. And obviously he had no idea it was ever going to come out. It's so embarrassing.
There's an amazing documentary series about it. I can't remember. I think it's on Netflix about the whole... Because, you know, like sometimes where you see history unfold, but you think you know what's going on, but you don't realise the half of it. So that's definitely worth a watch. The other thing for me is that there are certain things in life that I remember sitting up with my mum and watching. And I think like the impeachment stuff we used to sit. I remember sitting up watching the first Iraq war, the O.J. Simpson trial, I remember. But that was another one of those big cultural moments where it's just like... The more you read about it, the more it's just like, oh my God.
My toes just curl hearing that now because it was such a barefaced lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, how did he live with himself after that?
I can't smoke a cigar again. Unbelievable, isn't it?
So this is a really important one, Bush.
Okay.
Probably the most important that will go in for me.
Right, so the most important
maybe top five, top
right.
ten.
It's getting bigger list this.
I was going to say, yeah. She came around in the late 90s, but she's just pipped it in 1999.
Okay.
Any ideas?
What is she, a singer? What is she?
Yeah, singer.
Bonnie Tyler.
Britney Spears.
Oh, yes.
I remember when she had that video out for Baby One More Time and the little schoolgirl outfit and the flicking of the pencil. Do you remember the beginning of that video? And I was obsessed with her from that moment.
It was huge, wasn't it? The cultural impact of that video. I don't know why it was that video had such a big effect, but it was absolutely massive.
I also don't think there had been anyone like her before. There'd been girl bands and whatnot, but she was this young girl, so pretty. Girls wanted to, such a cliche, girls wanted to be her, boys wanted to be with her.
Uh-huh.
But she was, girls loved her just as much as boys, and she was just absolutely stunning, amazing voice, proper talent,
yeah.
And she just had that star quality. She still does.
And of course now it's relevant for the era that we're in, that she's managed to untangle herself from. It was like a weird, like, Save Britney, Free Britney stuff going on, wasn't it?
But I did follow that from years ago because I knew her Instagram was always so wacky. And to think what she was being put through behind the scenes is crazy now when you think about it. She was the biggest star in the world at one point.
Well, there was, I think anyone who starts that young, though, is always a bit strange, isn't it? But I would urge anyone, if you're listening to this, if you take one thing from this podcast, be in the 80s or the 90s, Britney Spears. If you go to a pub or a bar in the next week or so, do us a favour and stick the straw over your ear and have a Britney Spears microphone.
Oh, please do.
What an amazing way to have a night out.
Yeah.
One other one I'm going to chuck at you now, Louise, in the A to Z of the 90s. Neil says, B&H Ciggies.
Oh. So, have you smoked one?
I used to smoke B&H back in the day.
Yeah, I started on B&H when I was like 12 or 13.
This is awful.
This is awful.
We don't condone this.
And neither of us smoke anymore.
I don't smoke anymore.
No.
You don't smoke anymore?
Never.
I got hypnotised away from smoking.
Oh my God, you did.
So
is that how addicted you were, yeah?
Well, it was coming up to the ban. All right. And
all right,
I went over to Dublin and you couldn't smoke in the bars there.
Mm.
And I was actually, because I thought it was going to be terrible when the ban kicked in. I can't remember what year the ban was, but I was like, right, I'm going to do this myself before the ban comes over here. And I got hypnotised by the woman.
In Ireland or in here?
In Bristol.
Yeah.
But she gave me a CD of her hypnotising me so I could listen to it again if I felt like I had a wobble. And I've never had a wobble since with it. But I did have a listen to the CD just out of curiosity. And you know the worst thing was, because I was doing early morning breakfast at that time, I can hear me snoring from about halfway through. So she was just talking to me whilst I was just going... Although I do, the only thing I miss about smoking, occasionally, sometimes you walk past someone, you get a whiff of like a gulwar as just getting out of a tube station. Sometimes I do miss that a little bit, but I would never want to get back onto it again.
But it's a bit sick because when I like that step out of a tube station and someone lights up in front of me, like I'm trying to breathe it in, I'm like, oh, that smells really good.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to smoke myself, but I really enjoy.
But do you remember how your hair used to smell when you used to go to a nightclub?
I know, but like, there's nothing like sitting in an Irish pub with a drink and a cigarette and smoking inside. It's so cozy and so nice.
But can you believe we used to do that? Imagine me and you having dinner here.
Mm.
We could have a fella with a beard and a pipe.
I know.
Right? Imagine him to our right, a yard away, just smoking away, chuffing like it's going out of fashion.
I know. It's crazy. It really is. But I have to say, Benson and Hedges were sort of, I think my brother smoked them or they were lying around or something, and that's what I first smoked. So it was pretty hardcore from the beginning.
It was. I'd say it's a plasterer's cigarette. Neil, thank you for all the amazing things that we've got in the 90s. Thanks for suggesting a pack of snouts.
So we have to mention our poster boy.
Poster boy, of course, for this podcast.
Yeah. So it's Blobby.
What's your thoughts on Mr. Blobby?
I have a few thoughts. It's not something that I massively got back in the day. I really thought, like, what the hell are those Brits laughing at over there?
You mean specifically Noel's house party, crinkly bottom? And I don't want to get into the Mrs. Brown's boy thing. If someone's going to start throwing mud.
I will throw mud with you on that one.
Okay, so even
I'm
you,
not
you
a
even,
fan.
Okay,
no,
okay,
not
enough.
A fan of Mrs. Brown's boys, no.
Fair enough.
Mr. Blobby, yeah, I mean, I just didn't get the hype, I got to say. Like, now, as an adult, looking back, I think he has got, I was going to say he or she, but no, it is a he.
Yeah.
Has amazing physical comedy. And there is one scene where, like, Noel's going, I think, to New York or something, and Blobby throws a tantrum because he's not going.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Like, so some of it I do get. Parts of it, though, I'm like, I can't believe it went on so long.
I know, it went on forever.
Like,
for ages.
And do you know that the guy who was inside the suit is a classically trained Shakespearean actor?
He must have been dying inside, wasn't he? dying in there. But like, I love the way you call him Blobby, but I call him Mr. Blobby. Have I got some kind of like status
issue? I think you're just very formal.
I'm very formal when referring to him. But the whole crinkly bottom thing, everything like that, I find anything in an outfit.
What was the crinkly bottom thing again?
Crinkly bottom is the fictional location that Noel lived at.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that since I saw that back in the day.
If you obviously, the cover of this podcast is a brilliant picture by Darren Riley. Have a look at his other art. It's fantastic. He's done us, obviously, the first series with the 80s was Maradona and the Hand of God. This time it's Mr. Blobby and the Hand of God. But I just find people in outfits, in suits. I tell you what it is, my first ever girlfriend used to work at the weekends dressed as Mr. Wimpy in the Wimpy and Fleet Walk in Torquay. So I remember walking past her because I knew she was working and she was outside dressed in a big sponge outfit with like a trident. And it's just freaked me out ever since.
And so, did she ever wear it home?
No, she never wore it.
Okay, did you want her to?
Not really. Have you seen Mr. Wimpy?
I just thought everyone's got a quirk, you know?
Oh, patting me face with his great big spongy hands. I think that's a good point to leave it this week. So look, there you go. We've tried to get through as many as possible. Thank you so much for everyone who's got in touch for B in the A to Z of the 90s. We are there on Twitter if you want to come and suggest stuff for C, which is going to be next week, at Bush on the Radio. Get involved. Make sure you spread the word. Spread the love of the 90s podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We love doing it. We want to hear from you. And you come up with better stuff than us.
Let's be honest. She's absolutely right. You do better stuff than us. So get in touch. Please, God help us for next week. It's C. We will see you then. Take care.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.